This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
0305 with promo code GCN.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
Well, guys, it's 9/11.
Yep, it is.
Yep. 9/11 is 18 years old, legal in all 50 states.
And 18 years ago, three buildings fell down, not just two.
Well, the Pentagon didn't fall, but it got hit, right?
No, building number seven. Yeah. Three in New York City came down.
That's right.
One that did not get struck by a plane.
Oddly far out, too. I think it's a very... The building number seven is the most interesting part of the whole 9/11 story.
You know what else is really interesting? Mm-hmm. Is they found puddles of molten lava for weeks while cleaning up where the actual Twin Towers fell.
It's not that I believe or disbelieve those stories. It's just that I have no way of corroborating it. But we certainly can see where Building 7 was in relationships to Buildings 1 and 2.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
How far was it?
Not particularly close. It wasn't like just sitting next door the way that 1 and 2 were right close together.
Yeah.
Building 7 was a ways out from there.
Okay.
And
there was a lot of interesting stuff allegedly in Building 7 that was conveniently disappeared, kind of like Epstein conveniently committed suicide, like the Enron. Anybody know somebody that lost money because of Enron? Yeah, yeah. All the people.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, a lot for folks from California where their retirement was wrapped up in Enron, and they became basically broke because a bunch of very powerful people in Enron looted the company, and they looted the retirement fund, and they stole from it. And all the evidence to prosecute that case was allegedly in Building Number 7.
Hmm. Well, I believe fewer people believe that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide unassisted than believe, frankly, any other conspiracy in the history of the world.
Well, the whole Epstein thing gives so much credibility to every tinfoil hat-wearing screwball that was talking about 9/11.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Alex Jones, for example. He's been screaming about Epstein for over a decade. They played like a 2005 clip of InfoWars, one of these talk shows I was listening to, Jimmy Dore show or something, and it was like, they like nobody, you know, wasn't talking about it. Alex Jones was, and Luke Radowski was, and, you know, Ernie Hancock's had guys on his show talking about the whole pedophile thing with Epstein and Pedo Island. I was on a cruise last year, last November. I went on a cruise, Norwegian Cruise Line, and we went around for my honeymoon, and we went snorkeling off of St. Thomas. It was one of the cruise adventures.
Yep.
And as we were leaving St. Thomas, the guy on a twin 500 horse Yanmars, you know, 150 people on this thing going out to a reef somewhere to, you know, put our sweat and sunscreen all on the reef and pee. which that snorkel thing is beautiful down there. But anyways, so we go past Big James or St. James Island or something.
St. James Island, yeah.
And he's like, oh, the Golden Dome got knocked off by the hurricane. They're talking about you could see the chapel, and you see this place. It's a private island for a wealthy millionaire. I go, oh, is that Pedophile Island? And the guy goes, yes, it is, and I'm not going to repeat what you said, but none of the locals like him.
Yeah.
He said, and then, like, that whole boat's like, oh, what do you mean, Pedophile Island? So, you know, and people around me, I'm like, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein. I go, Alex Jones been talking about it for years. And,
No, I know that you said he's a pedophile, but what did he do? Like, what is he accused
Epstein?
Of? Epstein? Yeah.
Yeah, so, best I can tell, the story is that Epstein got wealthy somehow.
Okay.
And, you know, they say he was a hedge fund manager or whatever, but there doesn't...
The hedge fund did nothing.
I haven't seen a lot of evidence of that, but that's where the money
came
from.
Maybe it was in Building 7.
Right. And he had this proclivity for young ladies.
Okay.
And so he had this sort of small team of women, believe it or not, that would recruit young ladies from, like, mall jobs and things like that to come give him massages. That's in air quotes.
Okay.
Dance studios in New York City, it was reported a couple weeks ago, in part of this Epstein paperwork that bunch of lawyers are going through, a bunch of people are going through, a bunch of conspiracy theorists are going through, but dance studios in New York City where you send your 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kid as, you know, after school. That's like a big thing. A lot of, like, you know, suburban.
Yeah, yeah, that's done.
That young?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, so that's...
Oh, I don't know about him taking them, but that's where they start.
Okay.
You start sending them to dance when they're like 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
It happens a lot.
That much is true. Epstein is accused, I think, at the youngest is 14. So, you know, that would be 2 years younger than the age of consent in the state of Florida. And they would be given money to give massages, and when he got in there, you know, like, hey, how about you touch this part? How about you touch that part? There'll be more money in it for you. This kind of thing. So,
you know, but at 14, I mean, I know that it's not the age of consent, but at 14 years old, I knew what I was doing. Like, if I did something or I touched something, like, I was aware of the consequence or the action that I did. So I can get it. They're 14, they know.
Yeah, I think that the biggest problem that people have with it, and it's not, I'm not saying one way or the other. I agree with you that 14-year-old women and 14-year-old men know what's going on. That's what we call the age of biological maturity. They're biological adults at that point. I think it's the age difference that bothers people, that
a
much older guy, he had... I think he's in his 60s
now,
so let's call it his 40s at the time, maybe 30s at the time. So, you know, whatever the situation is. Also, part of this is that he had his own private jet. You know, he's a billionaire or whatever, and the private jet allowed him to entertain influential people, including Bill Clinton,
Bill Gates.
Governors, captains of industry, you know, God knows who, and they'd go on, they'd get some drinks, and then out trot the girls, and, you know, maybe they made some bad decisions.
Okay.
Now, this is where, for me, it all sort of the whole story begins to unravel, because if Jeffrey Epstein wasn't an agent of a foreign government... Foreign governments have dropped the ball on spycraft, right? If, let's see, Epstein, where could he be from? Maybe he's an agent of the Mossad from Israel, right?
Okay.
I'm just taking a wild stab at the dark.
Basically, his partner's father, you know, Maxwell there, Ghislaine Maxwell, her father was a Mossad agent.
And that's not in dispute?
No, that's like proven fact. So
let's say he's working for the Mossad. This makes a lot more sense to me, is that, you know, some foreign country would want to put their thumb on politicians and captains of industry in the United States so that they can just get the right decisions at the right time or whatever. And a great way to do that would be to put them on a private jet. People will do whatever to get on a private jet. It's fun. People are excited about it. You know, if I'm like, hey, guys, you want to drive 2 hours across the state to go to take off in my private jet for a flight down to Bimini and back?
Yes, we'll
right.
do it.
Like, you'll totally drive across the state, whereas otherwise you would not drive across the state. So, you know, a private jet is an influential thing. Then alcohol lowers the inhibition. Then the girls come out, and, you know, maybe some of them ask what the ages are. Maybe some of them don't. And then...
There's a whole other element, too. Inside this drink, whether it's alcoholic or not, I mean, there are certain drugs that people can be dosed with, and essentially they're very easy to persuade, or, you know, the people, like, literally lack their, you know, sensibilities, you know, kind of like an enhanced...
One of those drugs is alcohol.
Sure.
I mean, like,
but
yes.
It's much more powerful, like... agents that the CIA likes to use that, you know, we know very little about because it's all speculative.
Once you're on the plane with the people that have diddled the 14-year-olds, it doesn't matter whether you did or not.
That's true.
You have drank, you've had 3 Mai Tais on a private plane where 4 14-year-olds were,
dancing around.
And there were private rooms on the plane, too. This was not a small private plane. It was a big private plane. And... Yeah, so if you were there, you did it. It doesn't make a difference. Like, Bill Clinton is accused of being on this plane. We don't know what he did on the plane, but we know that he took many rides on the plane. A couple of dozen, I believe, is the accusation. More than a couple of dozen. So...
Have you seen the video where this guy flies a drone over his island, and there's, like, all this, like... you know, you almost think you'd be watching like a, you know, an Alex Jones video about occult, you know, worship and these buildings and like rocks aligned. And so he's like a mini Stonehenge thing there.
He does have some sort of temple thing.
Yep.
At the Epstein Island?
Oh, yeah. At the Epstein Island, yeah, the St. James. He actually has two islands,
right.
The big St. James.
Well, he doesn't anymore. He's dead.
Right, well, yeah, now.
Maybe.
They're gone.
You think?
Maybe.
Maybe Israel just got their agent out. If he's got $500 million, what's to say he's dead? Happy 9/11 or sad 9/11 or in remembrance of 9/11, whatever. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. the number. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
We spent the last segment just sort of, talking about 9/11. It's the anniversary. And B, talking about Jeffrey Epstein. It seemed like one thing led into another there, conspiracy theories. I'm going to go ahead and say with Jeffrey Epstein that I've just moved on into the conspiracy theorist camp. I cannot believe the stories about him, committing suicide when two cameras were malfunctioning, hours after getting off of, suicide watch.
Yep.
In the New York federal jail thing. I just can't believe that story.
He killed himself.
Hung himself, but in jail, that can mean two things.
Okay.
This is one thing that people don't really sort of get is that people think of hanging themselves. You imagine hanging like a piece of fruit.
Right.
Strange fruit, right? Hanging from a tree and by rope, right? That you would have to find something that would hold support your weight in a prison cell. You'd have to find some kind of cord that would support your weight, and then
cells are not convenient for hanging yourself.
And then have a distance that one could drop in order to at least choke to death, if not strangle yourself to death.
Okay.
So, often bunk beds are right there, and then, like, a person who's actually strangling themselves to death is going to put their leg out and then push themselves up, and they just, But another way that they do it in jail is they'll take a cord, and they'll tie it around their neck, and they'll tie it to the top of the bunk, and then they'll lay flat on the bunk, and they'll pull themselves down to where the cord's tightening, and then it just cuts off the blood flow to the brain. They're not choking to death. They're the brain's asphyxiating because it's not getting oxygen.
Okay.
And that is a much more pleasant way to go, as I understand. Having never committed suicide, I can't really say one way or the other, and I'm certainly not advocating
for it. So is that the way they're saying that he did it?
No, I haven't been able to find anything about the way he did it because everything is sort of clouded in conspiracy. I have seen pictures of supposedly what is Epstein being taken out of the county jail, and those pictures are clearly not Epstein.
Okay, so you can see his face. You can see his head.
You can see, like, the shape of his nose and his ear, and then, you can see pictures of Epstein's nose and ear, and it's not the same guy. So, what I come down to is either he's an agent of a foreign country, like Israel is my guess, and it's just a guess. And that makes a lot of sense to me, considering all the things that he did with the plane and the underage gals and, all this stuff, trying to entrap all these other, I'm sorry, but the reality is when you take a lot, like, there's a large percentage of males out there that when you give them a certain amount of alcohol and you bring in strange young ladies, they're just going to go ahead and acquiesce
of
to the menstruations of these young ladies.
Yes.
And they may or may not ask the age, they may or may not care the age, and they may or may not be fine with it after a certain amount of alcohol, right?
Right.
So, I'm in that camp, right? Like, this is a foreign agent. However, even if it's not, he had $500 million. Let's presume he spent $50 million to escape jail.
Could you pull it off, $50 million to escape
And the
jail?
Answer to that is indubitably, right? Like, how many jail guards do you have to pay off to get this done?
Yeah.
And not very many.
And probably not a lot.
Right. And all you have to do is, so there's a plane on the runway in, at the nearest private airport, right?
Yep.
All you have to do is have one well-paid-off jail guard who networks with quite a few other jail guards there. Everybody turns their head to the point that we can take the billionaire off of the 7th floor. I don't know what floor he's on. I'm just picking a floor, okay? It happens to be the floor that I just picked. So down down the elevator, out into some kind of car, marked, unmarked, the jail car. I don't know. I don't care. Off he goes. We're transporting this prisoner now. Maybe they've got him in cuffs, right? They put him into a jail van. I'm transporting this prisoner, and the two guards go, and off they go to the airport, right into the airplane. Shoom. This isn't.
You have thought a lot about this.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
If he's got $500 million, and that's what they claim he has, that is not a $50 million op.
Right.
It's not.
No.
That's a $5 million
op. Worst case, you still have $450 million.
It gets so much better. So, for example, the guy who's doing the autopsy on Epstein is the same guy who did the autopsy on JFK.
How old is this guy?
The same guy did the autopsy. Oh, he's like 80. He's old. He's like a celebrity.
Celebrity autopsy guy.
Yeah. You
know. I mean, the only one I knew was Quincy. But
wonder how much he's getting paid.
I don't know.
But his lawyers say that the autopsy reports that the injuries, the broken bones in his neck, were inconsistent with suicide. So the lawyers are, of course, they're happy to, you know, spin that he's dead because they probably don't even know. Why would you want them to know? You'd want them convinced that you are dead.
Yes.
Because they're going to go shill it to the world, whatever they believe. And but, yeah, so I think it's funny that the lawyer's like, oh, yeah, but, you know, and they brought this up in federal court because they closed his case because allegedly there's no more Jeffrey Epstein. So they dismissed the charges against him, essentially. But the lawyers were like, hey, put it in a court record, on record, that the injuries are inconsistent with suicide. This is on the docket. That's they're just helping prop up that he's dead. I don't believe he's dead for a minute.
Yeah. So maybe we have to produce a body. Maybe, right? Maybe the county jail has a body. I don't have an answer for that. Or maybe they just decided, here's a particular inmate that we particularly don't like. Maybe he did some terrible crimes or something like that. And the guards take care of him. Still, not a $50 million heist.
No, not at all.
Also, this happens to be in the state where Hillary Clinton is a former senator.
She got a lot of power there.
And her husband is one of the people that is accused in all of this.
New York.
And, I mean, just too much of this. It's just too much for me. I'm not conspiratorial on much. I don't take 9/11 one way or the other. I propose that it doesn't actually matter for the ideas of liberty. I'm curious about Building 7. I've got some, mild questions, but I'm not gonna come down hard one way or the other. It's not my concern. But on this one, I'm sorry. Nobody believes this. You've got to be a lockstep statist to believe the story that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide in county jail.
Even back to Tulsi Gabbard with the whole media, they're trying to they're putting hit pieces on her left and right. They are not talking about her when she's getting second place. Just like they're doing the same thing that Tulsi did to Ron Paul. That's like what really got my attention about this.
Does this have to do with Epstein or have to do with conspiracy?
Well, the media just spinning everything. The media spinning Epstein.
The prostitutes.
They all are just lockstep with the powers to be that are running government. They're literally like probably on orders from the CIA or Clinton or some. I don't know, but
I think with Tulsi Gabbard, it's not that I support her domestic policy by any stretch. I'm probably more in line with her foreign policy thoughts than any other candidate that's currently running for president or in office. But the thing that's most interesting to me about her is why is the media trying so hard? There's so many hit pieces out about this lady, and nobody else who's polling at the same level that she's polling at gets any kind of attention at all.
The media is pro-war.
Oh, yeah.
They love war.
Well, I think that they're just paid off by the military-industrial complex in some way.
They love war, too.
Well, it's certainly, if it bleeds, it leads, right? 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. Comparison. So many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Trump administration is moving to ban flavored e-cigarette products.
Speaking at the White House, Azar says the data shows the number of teens vaping is skyrocketing because of flavored products, including bubblegum and mango. As we mark 18 years since the 9/11 terror attacks, a man who lost his mother at Ground Zero has a message for Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota.
Some people did something, said a freshman congresswoman from Minnesota, to support and justify the creation of CARE. Objectively speaking, we know who and what was done. There is no uncertainty about that. Why your confusion? On that day, 19 Islamic terrorists, members of Al-Qaeda, killed over 3,000 people and caused billions of dollars of economic damage.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything here on Free Talk Live. At this point, it's been Conspiracy Talk Live up for the first half hour. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
Annie and G.
Want to tell you about Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is a supplement. And I've been taking it for a couple of weeks now. It's been working fine for me. I think probably the coolest thing about it is they've got these fruit and veggie capsules. So you can take three of their fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules, and you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And that's a lot of nutrition. It's not every day that you can get in the amount of fruits and vegetables that you need to get in, and Balance of Nature can help with that. Go online, become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no extra charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. It's a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL. That allows you to get the benefits here. Balanceofnature.com. FTL is the discount code. And one of our contractors, I guess, Riley Blake, who's, you've heard him on the show here if you've listened for a long time, he works for Balance of Nature, and so he knows what a good product it is, and he recommended this and got it all set up. So it's balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL.
I'd like to throw something out there before I forget. I forgot last week, but tonight after show, myself, Silver Dave, and Nobody are going to be doing Free Your Talk Live on twitch.lrn.fm or dlive.lrn.fm is how you're going to catch that feed later on. So it's Free Your Talk Live. It's uncensored. And we're going to be talking, mean, Dave and I love talking about 9/11. So I know we're going to talk about that tonight.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Jade calling in from New Hampshire. Jay, you met Jade today.
Yes. Or yesterday I met Jade.
Okay. Let's go to Jade. Jade, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, I maybe caught the last bit of that about Tulsi Gabbard. But, I'm a full-time non-paid volunteer, pretty much all non-paid. But just to throw that out there. But since it is 9/11, I thought it would be a good time to, you know, come on air and talk about why anti-regime change war is such a good concept, especially for the 2020 election, because it's something that needs to be, you know, implemented. You know, we're going, you know.
There was a little bit of drop out there, Jay. Anti-what did you say?
Anti-regime change war.
Anti-regime change war.
Yeah, there we go. Anti-interventionalism, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
You sound much better now. You were dropping out a little bit earlier.
Yep.
Great. Yeah. Okay.
So go ahead. Mike.
Yeah, so basically, you know, when we're talking about 9/11, you know, we've been in this war, on this war on terror and not seen any actual solutions. You know, we're spending $4 billion a month in taxpayer money every month in Afghanistan alone.
Still?
You know, that's something that,
wow.
Still, right now.
Currently.
Currently. We are risking, you know, needless lives, without any, like, actual solutions, short-term and long-term. And, you know, Tulsi recognizes this. And so that's, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, it's such a good day to, you know, get this information out there, because it's something that needs to be fixed. We're wasting American lives. We're hurting others. And for what?
Right. I mean, you know, I think that the idea of going into Afghanistan was having the ability to go and hunt down Osama bin Laden. They didn't find Osama bin Laden. What's that?
And yeah, and we actually did, you know, we did that plan of action in a short term. Oh, we technically did, but in the short term. And we could have pulled, you know, those troops out of there. But instead, we put thousands more in. We put thousands more, you know, resources and millions and trillions of dollars.
So you got a solution for us? Tulsi's a solution to this war, this war machine. Is she going to shut it down?
It's a mentality, right? It's a point of view. So
yes.
If we have Tulsi Gabbard, you know, as a presidential nominee for the 2020 election, that shows where we're at as a society, right? We recognize that we don't need regime change wars, that we don't need to put our resources, our taxpayer money, you know, taxation and stuff, right? So
that's right.
Basically,
yeah, I think that,
you know,
she's probably, as far as, you know, all the candidates that are out there, she's the one that stands most diametrically opposed to what is currently going on. And if you're upset about, say, Donald Trump or whatever, Donald Trump's going to be able to make Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, I don't know who else there is, might be lower than that, but he's going to make them look bad. Tulsi, he can't make her look bad in the same way. She's bulletproof to him.
Oh, yeah. When you spent 16 years as a combat veteran in Iraq and Kuwait, you know, and you're going against someone who basically avoided the draft, right?
Right.
So it's not a competition when it comes to that. It's about, you know, getting her to that spot, getting her, you know, she got over 20 polls saying that she should have qualified for the debate in September, but the DNC only counted two of those. Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's
getting her to that point.
That's another thing that's really odd about Tulsi is that for some reason there's all kinds of big media hit pieces out on this lady.
Oh,
now, anybody else who's running at the level she's running at is getting no press at all. But for whatever reason, the prostitutes are out there writing big hit pieces against her. And that makes me just kind of curious. Like, I mean, I'm that much more curious about her. Do you have any idea why?
So, I mean, you get a lot of news pieces, you know, saying that she's an Assad apologist, or how she met with Trump, or how she was, you know, grew up in a conservative kind of state with her family. So we get a lot of hit pieces on that. I don't understand why I'm not one of these people in the media. I'm not, obviously I don't make, you know, I'm not part of the 1%, so I couldn't tell you, right? But I would say, you know, it's not a fair, you know, it's not
a fair field. Would you speculate as to why you think they're after her? Because she's getting an undue amount of attention.
Because, you know,
negative.
Because, yeah, I heard someone say because the media, you know, it's a cycle of greed. It's a perpetual cycle. We make so much money off of war. The Pentagon is the largest industrial user of climate fossil fuels. So when that is that much ingrained into your government and that much ingrained into the 1%, into these big media, you know, corporations and companies, that's my speculation, really. It's just money. It's
not
the money behind it.
Not to mention the advertisers and the big contributors to media. The way media makes their money is off of advertising dollars. So, like, for example,
exactly.
Go to, like, NFL, the Department of Defense. In a 10-year, we did this on a show a while back. In 10 years, the Department of Defense spent something like $5.5 billion, some crazy amount of money on, like, sponsorships with broadcast during, like, football games, and also for, like, flyovers. And then you have literally companies that own parts of, like, Clear Channel and all the big media and MSNBC, and their shareholders and stockholders all own a huge amount of military industrial complex companies like Stuart mm-hmm. Stevenson, you know, Archer Midland Daniels, which is actually, well, they're kind of everything. You know, Halliburton, for example, they profit tremendously off servicing the war machine, and that all feeds. Yeah. Feeds back. And but one thing I really noticed about Tulsi is the fact that they're treating her like Ron Paul, and the Democrats are going to steal the primary from her the same way they stole it from Bernie, and the same way the Republicans stole it from Ron Paul.
Right. Well, I don't even know this. They're trying to make it so they don't have to steal it from her, so that she doesn't even get on the stage. And I think that, you know, that's despicable too. Jade, thank you for the call. Please call in again sometime. I find Tulsi Gabbard to be one of the most interesting candidates for the Democrats. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. And talk about whatever you want. We just had Jade call in, who apparently volunteers for the Tulsi Gabbard campaign. And
yeah, she actually was on the roof of my house yesterday, and about 2 weeks ago, a guy who is a state legislator here, Dennis Goddard, he listens to the show. He was like the first guy I had a Tulsi conversation with at Pork Fest a little bit, because he was, you know, sporting the Tulsi t-shirts. And he was talking about they do a sine wave in Concord and a sine wave in Manchester once a week in Portsmouth or something. So I said, hey, I want a sign. He's like, oh, you gave me his phone number, text me your address. So these girls show up, and she saw my, you know, taxation is theft pin that's on my hat, thought that was pretty cool. I gave her my business card. You know, she wanted to told him, you know, I was a libertarian that moved here. I told her I was a non-archist, which he thought was, like, perfect way to explain someone who doesn't want to be ruled. And so, yeah, we got to talking about, you know, just freedom stuff. So they're into it.
Yeah, I think Tulsi is the most interesting of the Democratic candidates. And one thing I know for certain is there will be somebody elected in November of 2020 to be the president of the United States. And I may not like all the options, like 100%. As a matter of fact, I don't like all of the options 100%. But I think I like Tulsi the best, as I've seen so far. Now, the Libertarians haven't put up their candidate yet, and I'm curious about that, too.
I don't expect Tulsi to win, but I expect that all the Tulsi people, all the people who she's basically got the whole anti-war crowd, as far as I'm concerned, or most of it, the actual real anti-war people, they're going to get to see what the Ron Paul supporters saw in 2008 and 2012. They're going to see.
It ain't pretty, is it?
They're going to see their candidate get ripped off by the DNC, and these people are going to be at basically prime for poaching by us libertarians, because they're going to understand how corrupt their government is, and they're going to realize it's not theirs and it doesn't serve them.
Speaking of libertarians, if you support Libertarian Radio and you want to see Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the United States, download it onto more podcast players, wherever, just more listeners generally, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As Christian Saucier has done, who's a platinum amplifier. That means $25 a month. We ask for $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com, but you can upgrade if you want. We're asking for $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Christian, though, for your generosity. Let's go to Jim, calling in from Iowa. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I listen on the radio. It's sort of funny. Something like 9/11 happens, and everybody all of a sudden, they're going to pray to God to help this country. I tell you what, how many, 3 million abortions each year? The leaders are all perverts, steal, they're crooks, they pay girls. They have a fund they set up to pay the girls, so we won't tell them what they do.
The Senate did have something like that set up, yes.
And if anybody bothers to get married, they get married 4 or 5 times. They go home, watch their computers and their movies, the dirty movies. The filthy homosexuals, God says they're depraved, they degrade their bodies, and they're abomination.
I got a couple homosexual friends, and they're actually, the last thing I would call them is filthy. These guys are, like, really clean. Like, their cars are really clean. They wear nice, clean clothes.
I'm talking about what they do. You know what I mean.
No, I don't, because they don't make my life dirty. They don't hurt my feelings.
I'm going to explain it to you.
He's talking about the depravity, though, and I think that there's some correlation, right? Like, it's true that during 9/11, a lot of people got all religious, and, you know, that much is true. I don't know what the homosexuals necessarily have to do with it, but go ahead. Tie it together, Jim.
I am trying to. That's what I'm telling you. God, they're all praying to God to help this country. He's not going to help this country and all that stuff's going on. Everybody does what they want. They don't listen to God.
Aren't all the countries praying to God for his help? I mean, you know, it's kind of like the football teams when they're praying. Both sides are praying to win. I mean, you know, does God flip a coin and decide which side he's going to help?
But he's just giving free will.
He couldn't care less about that.
He probably doesn't care about which country wins either, right? Like, which set of perverts and liars and thieves managed to claw their way out top? Remember, you're not your country. That flag is not you, and it has nothing to do with you. That flag is simply a veil behind which politicians do their depravity, as you've described.
Yeah, all the rest of too, the homosexuals married 50 times.
I've never had a homosexual wave a flag at me. The only flag they wave at me is the
rainbow flag.
The rainbow flag.
The Bible says only the fool has said in his heart there is no God. So anyway,
okay.
Everybody wants
I'm not,
to do what
I have not
do.
Said that, but I will say this. That I've read the Bible through two times at least, and probably 8 times through the New Testament. And the best I can tell, and this is a pretty radical statement, Jim, but the best I can tell is the God that's described in the Bible is very likely Satan. It's
the Bible says God is not mocked. You're going to answer for that.
I'm not mocking. I'm going to back it up.
You are.
No,
God,
listen.
Like
you don't
that.
Want to hear the rest of what I have to say.
You're going to pay for it. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised.
I know. God and the Bible aren't the same thing.
The next few months. You know what?
What's going to happen to me? What's that?
I wouldn't be surprised if your radio program goes off the next 2 months saying something bad about God.
But, Jim, I've said this kind of stuff for years.
Yeah, well, maybe God's been kind to you.
God has been kind to me. But God is, in my opinion, not the entity described in the Bible. The entity described in the Bible is bloodthirsty, vain, and despicable in many ways.
You're going to answer for that sometime. When you stand before God, you're going to answer for all that stuff.
I hope to stand before God.
Just like homosexuals are going to answer for all the dirty stuff they do, the crooks.
Okay, well, I'm not a homosexual, but I support people's right to do what they want to do so long as they don't harm other people.
And they will answer for it, too. Just like you're going to answer for calling God names like that. God is not mocked.
Well, I find
you know,
here.
Really
I got
person.
One more.
You know that?
I've got
you're
one more
really
name here,
person.
Jim.
You're really a rotten person. You know
I'm not a rotten person, Jim.
God.
I'm a very
you
good
are.
Person. And I live a great
Bible
life.
Says,
I know.
Says
the Bible said the
heart,
Bible
no
is the problem
what
here, Jim.
What does that
that's
make
what I'm
you?
Talking about. Hold on. I'm gonna pause you for just a second, Jim. Well, that's what I'm talking about here, Jim. Jim is the Bible is the problem here. The Bible is what I'm talking about. I don't dislike God. I think God's great. It's this book that's been handed down where a bunch of people talk about what God's like. I don't believe that thing. I've read it through plenty, and it's inconsistent and weird. And you say that I'm going to be judged by God. I hope that that's the case. And if that's so, if God is the sort of creature that would send me to burn in hell for all of eternity for reading his book all the way through and trying very, very hard to understand who he is and what he's about, then would send me to burn in hell for all of eternity, I don't want to spend any time with him. Now, go ahead, Jim.
Don't worry. You won't have to.
Okay. Well, then we agree. I'll be down there with the gay guys.
Like,
you know what?
Like,
hell is going to be, it's going to be decorated fabulously. You know? Like, there's going to be...
If all the gay guys are going there, it's probably going to be a good
time. It's going to be color-coordinated. Up in heaven, doilies, a whole bunch of, like, flower prints. You know, it's going to suck. Down in hell, I'm talking about bold colors. You know, everybody having a good time. Conga lines. No, I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe in hell. I don't believe God would send his beloved children. Right? Beloved children to hell. If my son makes a mistake, I don't take him down to the basement where I keep my tools and get a pair of tin snips and cut off a piece of his finger. Because that would be insane to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be absolutely homicidal to do. Like, only the sickest and weirdest of people would do that. However, the God's punishment for me, and I get no warning, right? Like, the only warning I get is from, you know, lunatics calling me on the radio, who's, you know, who've read the same book that I've read. There's no angel comes down and, Mark, you've got it all wrong. God is real and the Bible is true, right?
That's a great voice, by the way.
Thank you. Completely unedited. You know, nobody does that, right? So no warning. At the end of it all, I go to go before God and then off to hell. No, fair and just being is going to do that. No loving father or mother, I don't care what gender you assign to God. I don't think gender relates to God.
But it's a really good way to control masses.
Yes. Religion is very convenient. But I think Jim is broken free from that part. Like, he doesn't believe for a second that those in power are really, you know, that they're good people. So right. I think he's broken that down. And look, if that's the way he wants to, you know, to live his life, that's cool by me.
The Bible also says, I had a, in court, I had one, we called them the white shirts, you know, like the court police, the bailiffs.
Bailiff
says to me one day, he goes, you know, in, I don't know, Collusions 13, whatever, or whatever, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
God controls the government, and God controls the people within government.
Romans, yeah.
Yeah, Romans, yeah, that's what it is. And I'm like, really? Is okay.
If that's the case, then God was in charge of Hitler and Stalin. And, you know, what's part of the government? Like the janitor? The guy who's going around and cleaning the toilets? Is that God's servant, too? Because... you know, am I supposed to listen to him? He works for the government. That sounds ridiculous to me. I believe that servants clean toilets, mind you, and I am your servant. Free Talk Live
is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more. This September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
What good is it living in a free country if you don't live a free life? You're stuck going to a job or a stressful business. You're stuck in a relationship where you're pretty much a slave. That isn't happiness. You were meant for bigger and better things. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.